Ebu munga zanga na nema sunga ndivu manje Pachi tabi ebu munga kapena nchani na bebu mdala bati Frashi 104 Eno ebe na isu ata Mchoipa, don't do that To your customers Okay Time ya news ya fika Dekani chisteso Good evening
23 hours and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon with Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio. Lusaka West residents welcome new secondary school as major booster to education access. In African news, Nigeria's ex-power minister convicted of fraud and money laundering. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Lusaka West have welcomed the construction of the new Mutinta Hichilema Secondary School, describing it as a major relief for the community and a boost to local access to education. Speaking in an interview with Kumbon Ready News, residents said the area had long suffered from a shortage of a nearby secondary school, forcing learners to walk long distances to attend classes. They noted that some pupils are used to travel at least 5 kilometers daily, a situation that became even more challenging during the rainy season. Parents also raised concerns about safety risks, particularly for younger learners making the long journey to school. Community members have said the new school is expected to significantly improve access to education in Lusaka West, reduce absenteeism and dropout rates, and bring learning services closer to families in the area. They added that the development will ease the pressure on existing schools and contribute to better learning outcomes for children in the community.
Because we have to do this.
Four lions have attacked a livestock in Ntulo village in Mbala district, killing one cow and sparking concern among residents. Zambia Police Service Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi says the incident happened on the evening on May 7th in Chifa Tafuna's area. Mr. Chilabi explained that 31-year-old Joseph Musenga had secured a 6 kettle in his crow before hearing distress sounds around 19 hours. He says community members rushed to the scene and managed to chase the lions away, but one cow had already been killed. Mr. Chilabi stated that police officers had later confirmed the carcass and have since engaged the Department of National Parks and Wildlife to conduct a joint patrols and monitor the area. He has since urged residents to remain vigilant, avoid walking alone at night, and report any lion sightings to authorities immediately.
The Zambia Police Service has since engaged officers from the Department of National Parks and Wildlife to conduct joint intensified patrols and monitoring operations in the affected area. The Zambia Police Service is appealing to all residents of Ntulo village and surrounding areas to remain calm, vigilant, and exercise caution. Members of the public are advised to avoid walking alone at night, closely supervise children, and ensure livestock are kept in secure enclosures. Any sighting of lions or suspicious wild animal movements should be reported immediately to the nearest police station, the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
Residents of Linda Compound in Lusaka have raised concerns over a lack of transparency in the allocation of the Constituency Development Fund. Speaking to Compound Ready News, the residents said only a small number of people have benefited from the fund since 2021, despite many applications being submitted. They explained that youths and women seeking support for skills training and empowerment projects have repeatedly failed to access our sponsorship opportunities meant to improve livelihoods in the community. The residents expressed a disappointment with how the fund is being managed, saying they have lost hope for meaningful change if the current situation continues. They have since called on relevant authorities to ensure greater accountability, fairness, and equal access to the CDF so that it benefits the wider community as intended.
Mukuona muduri freedom. Na wari ndaku. Freedom na rindero freedom ni ngono. Sera. Afu nikakuona mzake veaji. Mwone ija freedom Lord mweoneke la che freedom. Eba naika mapevas but mwone mweoneke. Freedom. Freedom mweoneke la venna rinda ino mweoneke. Uti wa sinize che malodi ya ma Lord sire Lord malodi ya mene mapevas. Ya karibu sidi la mshemoshi. But freedom wana sinize ni kudala.
Chief Chitina's advisor in Mukushi's Katuba area, Davison Chivenda Bashike, has commended government through the Department of Community Development for the construction of a community hall in the area. Mr. Chivenda Bashike says the facility will benefit youths by creating opportunities for employment and skills development. He adds that the hall will also serve as a central point where farmers can access farming inputs and other essential services. He further notes that the facility will support various community activities and contribute to social economic development for Katuba area.
I was a little bit of a Mumbai, I'm going to go to the hospital.